Welcome to the Living Spiritfully podcast, the Mind Body Misfits edition. Here are your hosts for today, Paul Galoro and Claudia Miko.
Hello, everyone. This is the Mind Body Misfits. Claudia, how you doing?
Aloha. I'm doing wonderfully today. How are you, Paul?
Oh, I'm amazing. I'm so happy to be here with you. Lots of great feedback from our first episode. And here we are with our second episode of the Mind Body Misfits. So fill me in. How have you been? What's been going on in your world since we last met?
Since we last met, I have been working as always. I have clients in town from Canada. One of my favorite Canadians are dripping back in. And I have some specific clients that I have been working with who have Parkinson's and some other type of issues. And I've been doing a little bit of therapeutic work with them and just having a good time, you know, reconnecting with my clients.
Amazing. Love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cause we've talked about this before. It's kind of like cyclical with the way your clients are coming to the island and leaving and all of that stuff. So it's good to see you back in that cycle again.
Yes, I'm in the cycle of winter in Hawaii. Everybody wants to be here. Mm-hmm. And Canadians can only come for 182 days a year.
Oh, well, there you go. Now I know for when I come there, it's only for 182 days for the year. Amazing.
Yeah, well, the tax guy will get you.
He always does. Well, let's talk about, I wanted to share something with you. I've been like holding this in until we met. I've been dying to share this. I had the most intense experience the other day, and I thought you would enjoy this. Well, you would enjoy the just hearing about it. So the other day, it was the new moon in Scorpio, also happened to be a lunar eclipse. No, excuse me, it was a solar eclipse. Claudia, I don't know what happened, but I was sitting in my backyard. I was just enjoying my fire pit. And all of a sudden, this rage just washed over me. I don't know where it came from. It didn't feel like, I mean, I was just sitting there by myself. I was with no one. And so this rage came over me, and I'm telling you, the feeling of it in my body, no amount of positive affirmation or breath work or journaling or anything like that would have or could have even discharged this. It was like so deep within my bones, my muscles. So I came into, you know, my little workout room, mm-hmm. grabbed my Bosu ball. I grabbed a tennis racket, and a la bioenergetics, I started to literally beat the shit out of my Bosu ball. Now I'm describing it that way, but you know, the work that we do in bioenergetics where we use the what do you call it? I just mentioned the tennis racket.
Tennis racket.
And you hit a mattress with that, right? That was, yeah. That's one of the ways that it's presented, or where you're lying down and you're kicking the mattress. Now, I didn't do it in the mattress. I did it in my workout room. And you showed me this kind of version of it where you kick the Bosu ball. I did that. I put a pillow over my face and I screamed into it. It was sound. It was movement. It was discharging the energy. And I'm telling you, it was like the best feeling after. I felt like a brand new person. And like I said, no amount of positive thinking would have got me out of that feeling that was in my body.
Yes, the problem with positive thinking.
Exactly. It's good, but it doesn't always do the things that we need it to do when we need it to do these sort of things. Exactly. And I thought this would be the perfect topic for our episode today. Let's talk about bioenergetics. Let's talk about what happened with me and to me and for me in that situation where I used the bioenergetics to discharge that feeling of rage in my body. And again, I can't even tell you where it came. It's not like there was a, not at least not anything that happened in the immediate moment that caused that rage. It just came over me.
So were you just in a position where you were hanging out and then all of a sudden you started to feel rage? Or was there something that happened prior to that moment?
Well,
that brought you to a place where maybe you needed to release it.
Yeah, that's a great question. Now, I like in that moment, nothing specific. I was sitting in my backyard on my patio chair in front of my fire pit. It was not like I was having a conversation with anybody. But earlier that day, I had a minor annoyance that maybe was a little bit bigger than I thought it was. I was also in the middle of a cleanse, so that stuff sort of comes up when I'm cleansing too, especially when I'm not eating my regular foods that I go to stuff feelings down. There was something that happened earlier in the day that I didn't quite resolve, I guess you could say, through my body. And then when I sat down in that moment, just me and the fire pit, that's when I felt it wash over me again. And I needed to do something about it.
And we don't have to know what exactly happened or if there was an issue. It's more of, did I have a feeling prior? Did something happen? Did I get triggered in some way? Like you just said, was there a combination of things that made me feel as if the aliveness in my body was less than optimal. And mm-hmm. Now I found a way, I have an outlet to get to re-energize my body or to really understand my body in those energetic terms. Mm-hmm. Now you have a tool to bring that energy back up.
Right.
How cool is that?
Yeah. I mean, it is so amazing because like, I understand when people say things like, you know, I need my kickboxing class. That's where I let out my frustration. Or people that like go for runs, like they'll go run, you know, 5K or whatever to feel good again. Right. It's their form of like meditation. I'm using air quotes here. And I don't even know why I'm using air quotes because it is a form of meditation. Somebody that's running or you know, punching the air. But let's talk about what was happening there. So I used bioenergetics, like bioenergetic techniques. How would you describe bioenergetics?
Well, bioenergetics is a way of breathing and moving, and it's designed to break down chronic tension patterns in the body that keep us feeling tight or feeling less than optimal, breaking down those patterns so that we can feel more alive and have really a feeling, like you said, of letting go. But what bioenergetics does that other methods don't do when we talk about letting go is bioenergetics has you replace hopefully something back in, mm-hmm. you know, we were letting go. So breathing and moving in ways that are designed to break down those tension patterns, but also to put something back as well.
Right, right.
And that's your choice, what you want to put back. Once I let go of whatever that was, you don't want to have an empty, you don't want to be walking around in an empty space.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about the history of bioenergetics. So it's something created by Alexander Lowen. And he brought it to us, what was it, in the 1940s or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, he was a medical doctor mm-hmm. who found that he had been very interested in psychology, and he studied studied with Wilhelm as well, and studied Reikian therapy and started incorporating that into his practice, and then ultimately created exercises to help people, because what he realized is that most people were moving towards rigidity in their body. As a medical doctor, he could see that. And over the course of time, he developed those exercises to help people feel more alive and to deal with rigidity. So his practice became more psychological rather than medical over time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I have a few of his books, and the one I'm holding in my hand right now is his book called Bioenergetics, The Revolutionary Therapy That Uses the Language of the Body to Heal the Problems of the Mind. And I'm just going to share from the book what he says about bioenergetics. Now, I'm just going to say this before I read this. I'm going to read it exactly as it's printed here in this book. And this book was written back in the day when the pronoun his was used to talk about every person. But please just follow along with me. It says here, bioenergetics is a therapeutic technique to help a person get back together with his body and to help him enjoy to the fullest degree possible the life of the body. The emphasis on the body includes sexuality, which is one of its basic functions, but it also includes the even more basic functions of breathing, moving, feeling, and self-expression. A person who doesn't breathe deeply reduces the life of his body. If he doesn't move freely, he restricts the life of his body. If he doesn't feel fully, he narrows the life of his body. And if his self-expression is constricted, he limits the life of his body. Mm. So what I read there, it's amazing. And it makes me think of everything that you just said right now of that rigidity that we hold in our body, using these practices to help kind of...
Not every stress, emotional, mental, or physical produces a state of tension in the body. Normally, the tension disappears when the stress is relieved. However, chronic tensions are the result of living in our culture, in our complex society, where mental stress or energy that's held in the mind far outweighs the body's capacity to really output and release that through movement, really. The chronic muscular tensions disturb emotional health by decreasing the individual's energy, restricting that self-expression. So it becomes necessary to start understanding spontaneous play and things that disturb our energy and restricts our motility.
Well, when we're talking about like the things in the mind, when the mind is got a hold on the body, we could say, it makes me think of a line from A Course in Miracles: thought creates form on some level. So we can think about a stressor, and we know this, right? The brain doesn't know the difference between something that's actually happening and something that's imagined. So we can think of a stressor and it'll have a response in our body. It doesn't have to actually be happening in that moment. Just the thought of it brings it into our body.
Exactly. I'm Italian and so are you. And we have mothers who imagine horrible things happening all the time and create the stressors in our body, the original buttons.
Exactly.
When nothing was ever going to happen. But again, that's their job, is to make sure that we're out of danger, right? Mm. But like we said, our society is so complex and there are a lot of things that are unconsciously coming through that we're not able to just release. So again, the mind and the body are identical. What goes on in the mind is happening in the body, right? And what's happening in the body is happening in the mind. And how do we relieve this chronic tension? How do we do that? Through exercise, so that we can regain the feeling of aliveness, which is what people come to us for. Mm-hmm. They come to us to really feel better, emotional well-being. What is that? Not just looking good, although looking good is great. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say that I want to look good. I realized this in a blog post that somebody wrote, like, it's not about how you look, it's about how you feel. And then I wrote back, we're going to revisit this in about 25 years when you're my age. And I'm going to tell you that looking good is really important if you want to get laid. Okay. So I said the script has flipped and I am officially working out not to feel good. I am working out to look good so I can have a good time. and relieve some of those chronic tensions, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I love that. Oh gosh, you said something there that I wanted to reflect on, but keep
rewind.
On talking.
Well, the emphasis on the body in bioenergetics includes all functions of the body: breathing, moving, feeling, self-expression. Mm. A person who doesn't breathe freely, like you said, reduces the life of his body. Mm-hmm. Right? And yeah. So we combine breathing and moving in ways to break down the armoring, and that's what it's called. So he specifically talks about armor. So we could look at it from, I got punched in the face when I was 5 years or 10 years old on the playground. And I literally unconsciously created an armor, a shield to ever protect me again from something like that happening. Mm-hmm. Now, if you grow up or you live your life and you're constantly dealing with that, you restrict the life of your body. If you don't, again, like you said, have that way to relieve the steam, mm-hmm. or get rid of the tension. But again, not everything creates tension that gets stored in the body. Most often, it's tension and release very naturally. But what happens when we don't have a natural, flow, squeezing, releasing, the ebb and flow? What happens when that gets restricted is where dis-ease mm-hmm. begins. Mm-hmm.
It was when I reflect on my experience of what happened. So I could feel that rage in my body, and it did feel contracted. Now, in the moment, I wouldn't say that I would describe me feeling tense, but after I hit, so first what I did was I did some movement and I was making some sounds, we ha ha, yes, no, all that stuff that we say when we do our bioenergetics. But first I got down on my back and I just started to kick my legs and stomp my fists on the ground. Then when I got to the tennis racket portion of it, I just kept on hitting and hitting and hitting. And I could feel like these electric pulses in my body that when I stopped, I can sense there was like cracks in what was tense. Like my body felt lighter. It felt a little bit more spacious. And I felt like these cracks were just like openings where I could then breathe deeply into that area. Because when we're tense, you can't quite breathe into that contraction. But I had created this space that I was able to breathe, and it was almost like things were fluid and spacious again.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I do love the tennis racket exercise. Well, you could have your clients, one of the really easy things that I'll do with people is say, okay, hold the fist really tight. Go ahead, Paul, hold your fist really tight and just hold it as tight as you can and keep holding it tight and try to take a really deep breath in and let it out. And can you relax with those fists tight? You can't really do it. You can breathe, but you can't really let go 100% because there's a contraction there.
Right.
So if I want to really let go, I have to open and then release. So you can use the contractions as a way to bring awareness to the fact that somebody's chronically tight. Right. So instead of telling a chronically tight person to relax, which isn't going to work ever,
no,
you literally recreate the tension recreate the tension pattern in the body that you're trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm. And then you get rid of it afterwards. So you're literally doing the thing that we're probably telling people not to do. Like, go ahead and relax. Let's let go. Da, da, da. But if somebody's like that and they're unconsciously holding, let's say they're unconsciously holding tension in their traps the same way we're holding our fists, no amount of positive thinking, as we talked about in the beginning, no amount of anything is meditation may be more annoying than stress reductive.
Right.
That's what's so great about what you're doing is hitting, you know, and punching and kicking.
Things, not people.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the goal. The whole reason he created this is that people aren't running around punching each other. However, we are. I am in America, and it turns out people really are running around punching each other. Mm. They really need to do some bioenergetics.
Right. Yes. I have to say though, like just it, like when you and I started working together, training, and you were introducing me to these concepts, from the first time we did it, it was amazing to me, but I'm never not amazed by the effects of it, right? Just about how it feels after doing it.
It feels amazing. It's supposed to resemble an orgasm. Mm. It's supposed to have the same relieving effects as an orgasm. If right. you're lucky enough to have one. Or to know what one is, hopefully. So anyway, the tension that we define as armor, and I'm air quoting here, it serves to protect us against painful, threatening emotional experiences. Mm-hmm. And so it's very natural that our clients come to us with chronic patterns already. Our job isn't to figure out their psychological problem. It's to notice in their body where the tension is. And again, recreate tension in the same pattern and then give them the movement, breathing, or whatever we're giving them to release and let go of that tension, replacing it hopefully with something more positive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that we can do to discharge the energy. There are bioenergetic techniques. I also mentioned a few, like some people might run, they might, you know, punch the air, whatever. Let's talk about the replacing part, because that is key, right? I mean, I could have, you know, in my experience on Monday, I could have just replaced it with more things that would, you know, trigger my rage and bring that all up again. Mm-hmm. But I did some things like after my experience was after I could feel that space that I created in my body, my heart was pounding and I started to breathe deeply and my heart rate was going back down to like a nice natural rhythm and I was feeling a little bit more at ease. Then I started to bring in some positive affirmation and some, I mean, positive affirmation, yeah, but positive reinforcement of love and you know, peace within, et cetera. But let's talk about some other things that we could do to in the replacement part of things.
So, well, in the replacement part of it, well, that has to be an individual thing. Mm-hmm. Opening the space for healing, if that's what somebody needs, or literally maybe you were just attacked by your mate verbally and you needed to get rid of that tension because you can't go back and fight with them, for example, maybe, or maybe you're just not capable of communicating in an effective way and it would end up being a fight anyway. Mm-hmm. So we replace it with breathing. We replace it with sound, learning how to let go through sound, because in order for there to be a release, there has to be a charge, right? And a discharge of energy, performing movements and sound together. Mm-hmm. It really serves as a way to sit in the pain or the frustration, you know, after you kind of define it, or you don't even have to define it, but the feeling, sitting in the feeling, tolerating that energy when what you want to do is go grab a drink, mm-hmm. or you want to go have sex, or you want to go punch somebody. So how do we replace it? We replace it through moving. We replace it through reframing that thought mm-hmm. or that experience, literally maybe reframing the whole thing and having a new thought. But what I really wanted to say was breathing with movement combined with, you know, tolerating the energy, the functioning of your body releases past issues and the emotions. So you may not necessarily, some people may not even know they're doing it. It just naturally replaced with good feelings without them having to define it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it may just happen naturally where the filling back up, you know, they already are capable of doing that. They're not say so far off from who they feel they are that they need extra help to replace mm-hmm. thoughts. The other thing is each time an inner conflict is resolved, whether consciously or unconsciously, a person's energy level increases, right? Mm-hmm. So that feeling, the flow of energy that defines anatomy, right, creates the difference between feeling like somebody and feeling like a nobody, right? I have no body. I don't have a physical body. So feeling like literally feeling like a nobody in the world, okay, which is what a lot of people feel. So bioenergetics helps to give people that sense of feeling like somebody again, because I feel my physical body. And that's mm-hmm. what exercise does.
Right.
In the same way. Does that make a little bit of sense?
Totally. To me, it does. I don't know.
I'll see what the audience thinks.
I'm going to put this out to the listeners. Go to livingspiritfully.com. Join the Living Spiritfully Collective if you haven't done so already. And join us in on this conversation. Tell us what you think. Yeah, because I mean, you're part of this conversation as well. Some of the things that you said makes me really I don't know, it's all coming together for me, not just with bioenergetics, but just in general, right? So I'm always looking at ways to align with the cycles of nature. Right? The ebbs and the flows. Just like I always say I live my life by the moon. I follow the moon cycles. When the moon is new, my energy levels tend to be low. When the moon is full, my energy levels tend to be a little bit higher. Something that you said made me think of like an ebb and a flow, like a wave coming over and then it pulls back. It's where you were saying like people will just naturally know what to fill that space with. It's like the wave comes up, and then it pulls back, but then it comes back again. It's just like whatever is the next obvious thing. Am I starting to make sense?
It should be a natural thing. Unfortunately, it's not in our culture because being guarded, armored, distrustful, and enclosed within ourselves is second nature in our culture. Mm-hmm. Right? And Lowen always said, if you limit a person's right to express himself, you limit his opportunity for pleasure and creative living. Mm-hmm. And if a person's ability to express himself is limited by internal forces, meaning chronic muscular tensions or inhibition, his capacity for pleasure is greatly reduced, or her capacity for pleasure is greatly reduced, or their capacity for pleasure. I'm trying to make sure that I'm covering.
Well, but it's true for all living beings, right?
Animals do it very naturally.
I was just gonna say, you know, as somebody who lives with an animal, I see when my puppy is, you know, he's had a moment, like if we encounter a big dog and he runs away, he does the shake after. Right, and it's just his way of like discharging all of that that buildup.
Great point. Mm-hmm.
But what you just read there makes me think of, again, I'm going to read this directly from Lowen's book. The goal of bioenergetics is to help people regain their primary nature, which is the condition of being free, the state of being graceful, and the quality of being beautiful.
Right.
I love that. We were talking about this before off air. You had mentioned three kind of primary things that are the goal of bioenergetics, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's grounding, right? We're in Australia, you really can't say rooting because I think they used to laugh at me, right?
When we said because you know what that means, right? Speaking of
I think it means we're having sex, which may work out perfectly for this, right? But understanding that there's grounding, three concepts in bioenergetics: grounding, surrender, right, and grace. So grounding means like that sustenance, right? That self-sustenance, that feeling of being connected to the earth, right? Mm-hmm. You know, people who are almost like too grounded, right? Too. And then we have the opposite where you're just, people are just like too up there in the, you know, ethers and the moon.
Right.
Those people annoy us also.
So, just surrender, keeping it real.
I know, we're keeping it real. Surrender. That's the other part. And I think that's where we really, in our culture, don't get it. We are not willing to surrender. Surrender is considered a bad thing. Mm-hmm. That profound giving, that profound, deep relaxing of our defenses. Do you know what I mean? That just like I'm giving into this defensive process that's so ingrained. It happened to me recently. I was on the couch sitting there feeling like, just, I felt like I wanted to jump out of my own skin. And these things happen, especially for trauma survivors. Sometimes you just have to sit and surrender to that feeling that's hindering, you know, my health. And then just once you surrender to it and let it be, literally, like the Beatles said, then you develop this feeling of grace. And that's the three things, right? Grounding, surrendering, and the grace that comes from, like an animal, mm-hmm. my cat, pandiculation. Mm-hmm. That's a word y'all want to look up. We want to pandiculate. That's that, you know, my cat reaches, before he walks to outside, he does this like, stretch, mm-hmm. stretch, and then he goes on his merry way.
Yeah. Yeah, my puppy does the same. He stretches the front, then he stretches the back. It's almost like he does like an up dog, down dog situation, and he does this little thing with his back legs, and then he's ready to saunter. Yeah.
Oh, then he's ready to saunter into ecstasy.
Yes. Sauntering into ecstasy. That's going to be the name of one of our workshops.
It is. It's the name of, I'll say, Gloria coined that, sauntering into ecstasy, last year for me in one of my blog posts. Well, she wrote a blog post for me called Sauntering into Ecstasy. We should totally make a workshop.
I love that.
About it.
I love that. That's amazing. Okay, so anything else to talk about bioenergetics? I mean, we could talk about it forever, but I feel like people need to experience it.
I think we could have our clients experience it practically by combining movements that they're doing already mm-hmm. with sound. Now, they can start with very natural sounds. For example, I'm lifting weights. Those little hoops and hollers in our group classes are lifting weights, and our group one-on-one trainings are natural ways that we are doing bioenergetics. So we can start right there with people, mm-hmm. allowing them to let the sound out because of the jaw, getting that jaw. Remember, the jaw, this is a very, very primal thing, suckling, and you know, we get into all of the things about the jaw. But if we can just start with, in our workouts with our clients, teaching them to use sound, whatever that natural sound is, mm-hmm. and getting, as we always say, Paul, getting them to release the jaw and the anus, getting their asshole to relax. I know. Now, again, there is a contrast.
Right.
There's a certain amount of asshole tightness that you need, and there's a certain amount of asshole releasing that you need. Things like constipation and, you know, diarrhea. I mean, I'm talking like physical stuff that happens to people, uncomfortable body conditions can be relieved through understanding the vital pulsing of the body.
Right.
Right. I'm digesting a problem and I have constipation, for example. When I unconsciously can let go of that, I'm going to release all that shit, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're touching on so many amazing things. I wish we had more time to dive deeper into it. But
the
really,
shit.
The shit. No, but I'm thinking of some of the ways, because you had mentioned, you know, in finding ways that we can incorporate it into whatever it is the experience, whether it's a group fitness or a one-on-one personal training class, you know, whether we're working out with weights or we're, moving around, doing stretching, mm-hmm. doing step, whatever it might be, but making sound. So that's something I always, in my classes, whenever I'm teaching, especially a yoga experience, I'll encourage people to make a sound, like inhale through your mouth, exhale a sigh. Ha, like that's such an easy ha. And you know what I think of it does? It's like, it creates this vibration that like shakes everything in the body, that then shakes it and smooths it out. It's like, you know, when sometimes when babies can't sleep, at least I'm picturing this like on an episode of Roseanne or something, the baby can't sleep. So you put them in the car and it's the vibrations that helps them sleep.
Yes.
Same thing. Like if you put, like, I could imagine putting the baby in their car seat on a washing machine, the vibration of that, just kind of,
I love vibration, by the way.
Who doesn't? But that's what I think of. And that's what sound does. It helps that vibration from inside out to create that softness and that tension release. So, those are some things
too. The softness. Can I just say real quick? Yeah. That's another thing in our gym culture, in our workout culture, that's frowned upon. I have to be a hard body. I have to be firm. And I like to be firm, but when muscles are relaxed, they shouldn't be tight.
Mm-mm. You're right.
And that's something that we also look at in bioenergetics. And again, teaching our clients about the contrast. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd love to do more of this when we have a chance.
Yeah. Well, what you said about in the fitness culture, that softness isn't, you know, it's not a thing that we want to work towards. That's life, right? That's our culture in general. That is our society. Softness is frowned upon. It's not welcomed, right? But we also know that vulnerability and these kind of forms of softness are important for
our
well-being.
They are, because our relationship, they're important for our relationships, not only with ourselves, but with other people. Mm-hmm. And I can just tell you from personal experience, you can't control anybody else and you can't change other people. And we spend a lot of time spinning our wheels, figuring out ways to control and manipulate and get people to see our point of view.
Yes, and exactly.
For what? To, you know, create more tension in our own body. Mm-hmm. And so there's a line of, when do you stop giving a shit?
Yeah.
I mean, back to your shit analogy. And when is it, you know, you know, what is that balance between really a healthy relationship where there's a, again, a vital pulsing of communication between us, mm-hmm. and, too much control on one end, or thinking we know what other people are thinking all the time.
Right.
And that they should know, he should know that, mm-hmm. he upset me when he did that to me, or when he called me and said that, or whatever, but he doesn't know, or she doesn't know, or do you know what I mean?
Right. Totally.
So relinquishing control, relinquishing. It's very, it's not something we do in a gym culture.
Mm-hmm. Or like I said, in life, like it's not fully encouraged. But on that note, listeners, please go to livingspiritfully.com if you haven't already signed up to join the free Living Spiritfully Collective, where we will continue with this conversation. And just for just a little heads up, it is November, so we're doing something called Self-Care November. So when you sign up for that, you can join in on our taking care of ourselves with a 2-minute task to show ourselves that we love ourselves. So check that out, livingspiritfully.com. Claudia, what else do you want to tell us?
I am doing a class called LSD.
Oh, sign me up.
Yeah, well, we're not taking LSD, but we're trying to recreate the experience of being on it. Lift, stretch, and defy. And it's a morning class, well, it's morning for me, 45 minutes once a week, where we get together and we practice pieces of bioenergetics infused with Pilates, stretching, integrating immune system exercises, things that will help our immune system, our skin. I work with all the different cultures, Hawaiian culture. I bring in Tai Chi. I bring in different healing modalities into that 45 minutes every week. So if anybody's interested in that, go to my website.
Yes.
And
tell us what it is.
And you can join up for a very inexpensive rate as well. And I just want everybody to learn about their body.
Yes.
And share it with their peeps.
And from my experience, not only is Claudia as my mentor, but Claudia as my physical trainer, amazing experiences, workouts, work-ins, that you're going to get. So check out LSD. Go to claudiamico.com for more of that information. Make sure you check out livingspiritfully.com to join our community and the conversation. Claudia, anything else to share before we transition to the rest of our day?
I say increasing the life of our body and shifting away from rigor mortis. Mm-hmm. The stiffness that comes with rigidity, bringing us closer to the final destination, which is total rigidity. So we want to ward that off as long as we can.
Yes, yes. So grounding, surrender, and grace is exactly how we're going to get there. That is amazing. I love you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, you don't need to fit in because, baby, you were born to stand out. We'll see you next time.
Aloha.
Spiritfully Podcast is a Spiritful production. Executive producer, Paul Galoro. Co-producers, Claudia Miko and Catherine Stilo. A big thank you and much love to you, the Living Spiritfully community, for liking, subscribing, sharing, and supporting this podcast.
Edit this part out, but what's let me just see something.
It sounds better if you don't edit it out. The real us.
This is Paul coming into a full brain fart. All right.
But don't make a big deal out of it.
Don't make a big deal about it. Here we go.